Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And we take you across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. I'd like to take the time to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Back, have your say. A happy new year to you all. Yes, here we are, 2025, 2024, the year that was. We need to be focused going forward. They say a jet aeroplane don't have revision mirrors. Focus on where you're going, what you're doing, set your plan of attack, chase your goals and dreams, and all is here for your deadly yarns on National Talk Black. Maybe you want to give us a call and tell us what's happening with your vision, maybe your organisation, your family, you the individual, maybe you're going into business, maybe you're going to university, all is here on your deadly Murray Grapevine National Talk Black. 1 hour program and live here, like I said, at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. We're going to kick off the year, have a deadly yarn with deadly sister Noni Burrow, who's an acclaimed Torres Strait Islander chef and cultural ambassador, and on a vibrant journey through the breathtaking landscapes and rich traditions of her homeland in her new brand series. We were talking about a media release here, NITV, SBS, SBS Food. We had the premiere of the program on Wednesday 8, last Wednesday, and happening again Monday tonight, 13 January, 7:30 p.m. So with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with the deadly sister, got her on the line. We got Noni Burrow on the line. Noni, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
I am Noni Barrow. I'm from Mer Island in the Torres Strait, but I'm lucky. I grew up on a few different islands in the Strait.
Good, 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 good. Tell us your journey and then we'll get into island echoes.
Yeah, look, I mean, like, you know, when you're an island girl growing up on a reef and then you end up all the way in the big city in Melbourne, I just, I guess food has always kind of guided me through. And and now having a career in chefing and now having restaurants and now being able to take that back home.
Beautiful, beautiful. So congratulations. So you must be pretty excited to share your culture. We're talking kaikai. Food is a beautiful starter, a good relation builder. It does a lot. So what are happening for the, what are you hoping for the outcome of your TV show?
Oh, look, I think Island Echoes is just showcasing how beautiful that we have Indigenous cultures of Australia that really have their own cuisine and, you know, that we build our lives around, you know, eating together and that's how conversations start.
Yes.
I think for me, it's just showcasing how beautiful parts of Australia is and how beautiful our people are.
Look, fantastic. So did you have restaurants in Melbourne, you were saying?
Yeah, so we have Big Esso in Melbourne and, like, you know, I started with Mabu Mabu in Kensington and now we're in Federation Square and, you know, I started off as a condiment business and now are into restaurants, I guess, you know, and going forward and really building on, like, our traditional cuisine and showcasing, you know, First Nations food at its best.
No, that's too deadly. Now, what are your thoughts for, like, young First Nation people in the space, cultural food as a vehicle? I mean, we're talking as a financial vehicle, but an opportunity. I always said, Noni, we are wealthy being black. We just got to get proactive.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, you have to know that, you know, if you get in this industry, you know, I've been in the hospitality industry for over 20 years, and it's a hard slog, but it's a slog that has taken me around the world, and it's given me a career of being in it, and I think if you stick with something and you really love it And I'm lucky. I do a job that I absolutely love, and now I can take that all around the world.
Yeah, well, the old saying, yeah, you're doing something you love and you're getting paid to do it. That's the best job in the world, and you're doing exactly that, Noni.
Exactly. As a kid, I didn't want to stand in the kitchen, but now as an adult, I'll get paid
Boss.
For it.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, fantastic. So give us some, paint the picture, some of your menus. Like when you're talking about your restaurant, what could be on the entree, what could be on the main meal, and what do you got for dessert?
Oh, yeah, we're a big champion of native food. So, you know, everything that you come and see and visit us, like, you know, there's up to five different natives, whether it's like emu on the menu or crocodile or even the amazing spices that we live with, you know, pepper berries, wattle seeds. And we really champion those and really showcase what modern Australian food is going to look like for the for the future, and for us to be guiding that too as well, because when you grow up with it in your backyard for free, it's an amazing opportunity to really kind of shed a light, like, you know, on these amazing produce that comes out of our country.
And look, when you're talking about the black people's home, the black people's kitchen, we're talking about sometimes the fundamentals. Like, I know there's like there's 45 different ways you can cook, like bully, you know, and then you got cocoa rice.
Exactly,
then you
get
curry chicken, coconut. I mean, that's a good ingredient as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, you know, you can't go past King's curry, you know?
that's just
the black curry, you know, always it travels with me. I have it in my case as well because I can't leave at home without it. And it's all about, you know, just showcasing all that nostalgia that we grew up with as kids and how multicultural we have become and how our food has evolved over time.
So as a chef, as a businesswoman, Noni, tell us how the connection happened with NITV, SBS Food. Did they reach out to you regarding Island Echoes or the other way around, or how did this come into play?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it was a great opportunity, thanks to, you know, NITV and SBS for allowing me to, like, you know, go back home. And I've been working with SBS for a little bit, and it was really nice to kind of, you know, for them to give me an opportunity to shoot, you know, my own show, but also, you know, to be able to do a bit of an origin story of taking me back home and showcasing what we're doing in the city, but also with the Island Cocoa that just comes out of the waters there too as well.
No, fantastic. So, look, it aired NITV SBS Wednesday last week. SBS on demand,
and tonight at 7:30 SBS Food will, like, you know, so
today.
We're really, really excited that it's going to be out on SBS tonight, and you can watch it on demand. So I hope you guys enjoy it, like,
lovely.
You know, and it's, I think it's one of those shows that you just want to run off to live on an island, you know.
There you go. Yeah, live like and have a netball with you. There it is, Wilson.
Yeah,
too
exactly.
Deadly. Good yarning with you. Congratulations once again, Noni. All the best to you. So suss it out, you deadly mob, tonight, Monday 13 January, 7:30 p.m. on SBS Food, and see Noni in action. And look, big shout out my sister. Keep doing what you're doing, and you're cooking up a storm. Too deadly.
Thank you. Eso,
Gar. Eso,
yawo.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there. Noni Burrow. She's an acclaimed Torres Strait Islander chef and cultural ambassador. So she's got her show, Island Echoes, and that's with Noni Burrow, happening tonight on SBS Food, Monday 13 January, 7:30 p.m. So do check it out, you mob. To Delhi, welcome Black to your daily program, National Talk Black, the first one for the year, 2025. Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. Like, the big shout out for my mob there on Dad's side, 1 year Gungalita, Murray from the Curry, all the mob there, Dumaji, Mornington Island, all my connection that way, and my beautiful mother with me in spirit, Darnley Island, Erub, and looking down on me, making sure I'm doing the right thing. Mum, love you dearly. Miss you dearly. And you can yarn with me on your daily program, National Talk Black, that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Too deadly. Stay tuned, you mob. Have you say yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Let's change his world through happiness and smile at each other, relieving the stress. can all make a difference in this world. You and I together, baby, let's give it a whirl. 'Cause nothing beats a feeling of doing right. It affects our heart and breathing and eases our mind. Shall I
One, three, one, double of it. Ring, ring. Black and white taxi. Just I can see them coming around the corner. Call up a taxi man. Let's go to Smithfield Tavern. Cause I try in my locker. Press the old button. But when I end up with my last $2.
You go, sorry one.
I'm gonna buy again inside my wallet. I should be mad at the house and listen to my woman.
Why you will trouble when you go cash in my house?
Say so yeah, I walk about all I get is so Spaniard now.
You mean a dead meat man?
I don't be think about God, but now I pray up a lot. You gotta please help me, Lord. 'Cause I got feeling my clothes go be delayed on the road. My bala be cameras become me go PC. My woman speaks stop my suda matalisi. But how I make it strong headed then I come out so dark. I should have mata stop out look now I naga high spark. I should be mata stop out and listen for my woman.
You will trouble when you go cash in my house.
Say so, I walk about gold, I get the suspension now.
You mean a dead meat man?
I don't be think about God, but now I pray about Lord. You gotta please help me, Lord. 'Cause I got feeling my clothes go be delayed down the road.
On your mom, it's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Don't you worry about. Yenda Banapi Bamanda, Yenda Bakatanda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM BBM.
Too deadly. Thank you, Juraju. Big shout out. Hope you and the family are well. And this is your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trevor Murray from the Curry. Live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, a voice for our people. Do utilise it. Been holding the show here now, coming up. This is my 12th year running the program, so very excited about running this program, a voice for our people, like I said, and you can utilise it, have your saying yarn up strong, and a lot of our yarns do not happen on mainstream radio, so here it is, do utilise this fantastic vehicle, a voice for our people, like I said, to what's happening in your life, or with your organisation, with your mob, with the traditional owners, all ears here on your First Nation radio station here in Cairns with National Talk Black and live here at the First Nation radio station at Bumrabipa Media, BBM, 98.7 FM and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out, NERS team, and big shout out to BBM crew here as well, management, board of directors and the deadly staff, fantastic. So looking at news, making headlines, National Indigenous Times. We've got Dutton plans audits of Indigenous programs, return of cashless debt card, a full audit into spending on Indigenous programs and a Royal Commission into sexual abuse in Indigenous communities would be enacted by a new coalition government, opposition leader Peter Dutton says. Speaking at a campaign rally in the Labor-held seat of Chisholm in suburban Melbourne, Mr. Dutton pushed many of ideas promoted by opposition spokesperson for Indigenous Affairs, Jacinta Nampijima Price. We will also not neglect disadvantaged Indigenous Australians. The leader of the opposition, who famously walked out of the apology to the stolen generation back in 2008, Labor has lost its energy to address this issue, is his statement. He argued a coalition government would cut government waste, citing apparent examples of Labor's indulgences, including almost $500 million on a diverse referendum and $450,000 for welcome to country ceremonies. But with the defeat of the Voice, we have an opportunity to move away from symbolic gestures, activist-driven agendas, and more Canberra-based bureaucracy. Mr. Dutton said, parroting many of the lines used by the No campaign during the referendum. During the referendum, several First Nation leaders, as well as legal experts and academics, argued the Voice would allow Indigenous people to have a direct say at the table of power in Canberra, but was defeated by an official No campaign, arguing it was divisive and Canberra focuses, as well as unofficial campaign spreading misinformation about the proposal. Mr. Dutton argued there was a need to focus on practical action for Indigenous Australians. As Jacinta Price says, it's time to dispense with the racial stereotyping which threats all Aboriginal people the same, he said. The idea is heavily debated with determined approaches purchased by the number of highly respected organisations such as SNAKE and ACHOs, and considered key in closing the gap by the Productivity Commission, not favoured by Senator Price, who has said decisions shouldn't be made on race. The NT Senator has routinely criticised the government for not listening to people on the ground in rural and regional communities, citing acts of violence in Alice Springs. There are communities where safety, housing, health, education and employment are critical issues, Mr. Dutton says, and that's where our efforts must be targeted before promoting a number of issues Senator Price has been vocal on. We will start with a full audit into spending on Indigenous program, he says. So there it is, the so-called platform for the future for 2025 from the opposition leader, Mr. Peter Dutton. So here we are, and in this state here, Queensland, we've had LNP become Premier. Now we're talking David Crisafulli and what the future holds. We've got the federal election coming up very soon. Haven't put a date on it yet, but in the next couple of months, that should be going ahead. So what does the future hold for First Nation people? Maybe you want to talk about that. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. That daily number, 1-800-422-416.
king's speech. Dictions of ambition, must believe. Hey future, keep a solid vision on me. Native lingo, history is skin deep. My only sin was the color of my skin, so I'm a sin to pride. Emancipate mental slavery, and they said we were failing time. Showed them up, we stood the test of time. Time, I blame it on time, but regain it on time, so I claim it on time. Put soul in this image, this is music for the free spirit. Inspiration for those who really need it, not those who listen, but those who really feel it.
Songs of our time, teachers of our story.
Let it be written in the maze, the survival of a culture is a reason that we made it. Yeah.
Spirit ties, keepers of our story.
And the show will go on, worshipers.
Keepers of our time, carrying
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, the deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Have your say in Yarnup Strong here on your daily program, the Murray Grapevine, National Talk Black. Yarnup with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country at the BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Big shout out, NERS team. Thank you very much to Deadly, based down there at BEMA, Brisbane Digital Media Association. And big shout out to the BEMA mob as well. And all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black, have you say. The first one for the year. Excited to be back. Trendy Trev here. And look, it is like I said, a voice for our people. So what's the plan? What is the vision for 2025? Like I said, we don't plan to fail. We just fail to plan. What's your plan of attack? Set a plan of attack. So there's the vision. What is your vision? And we're talking about all aspects of life, not only in your occupation or your career. We're talking finance. We're talking goals and dreams. We're talking health. It's best to have a balance in life. There's no good being the wealthiest person in the cemetery. So have your daily balance in life. Make sure it's all good. And all aspects of your life, you know, your health and your fitness and your mental capacity, your finance. Finance, you know, we work in a J-O-B. Or working, you know, J-O-B means just off broke. Working a job, and some people are in the business, or maybe you want to get into business. That's your vision, but it's a financial vehicle. So you need to love money. No, that's not the case. Love people and use money. Don't love money, use people. So, you know, empires are built after hours. So if you're in a J-O-B and you always had a vision to start your own business, well, 8 hours of sleeping, 8 hours of working, the J-O-B, and the other 8 hours is where you build your empires. So it's about sacrificing. It's about getting your ducks lined up. It's about being productive with the time that you got. Because if you're looking at a millionaire, you're looking at a person who lays in the gutter, unemployed or destitute, what have you, always remember we all got 24 hours in a day. So it's just what you do with your time. Be productive with your time. So 8 hours of sleeping, 8 hours of working, while the other 8 hours is where you build your empire and have a vision for that. And getting financially intelligent as well, making your money work for you instead of you working for money. So there's the goals and dreams and for what you want to achieve. You need to invest your time and your money into your goals and dreams. And you can start the year 2025 by writing down 100 goals and dreams, a list of 100 things that you want to achieve. And that's where the places you want to visit, obstacles get in your way, and they're the ugly things that you see when you take your eyes off your goals and dreams. So when you're writing in your goals and dreams, that is the draw card. If you write down 100 goals and dreams and you achieve that, then you will become success in life. And success is your vision to your dream. Don't compare it to anybody else. So here we are, 2025, the start of the year. What is your goals and dreams? Set the plan of attack. There's a bit of advice there from Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, high on life. And set your vision. There it is. Yarnup more here on your daily program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I was born of this world, just a plain little child. Needing comfort and love and nurturing your love. You say that you love me, I believe that it's true. If only you showed me by the things that you do. Instead of leaving me so confused. People talk and say I'm abused. I ask you for love. You don't seem to care, you're off with your friends. I'm at home looking after my siblings again. Why can't you understand? We need your guiding hand. You come home late and drunk and playing a fool. Expecting me to get up, get the kids off to school. I'm the one that's supposed to be the teenager here. But all I seem to be doing is living in fear. If you don't change your ways, they'll come. Take us away. I
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, but if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Aponipomai Clinic and Wellbeing Centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
The Australian Government's Future Made in Australia plan will create a stronger economy by making more things across our country. We'll make more of Australia's natural advantages and turn critical minerals into cleaner energy. We're investing in you to learn new skills and in manufacturing and technology to create well-paid jobs and a more secure future for everyone. That's a future made in Australia. To find out more about the plan, search Future Made in Australia. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
To Deadly Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. All ears here on your daily program. Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Give me a call, have your say and yarn up strong. And we're going to catch up a yarn now. We've got Selwyn on the line. Selwyn, good morning. How are you and Happy New Year?
Thank you, brother.
What's happening, brother? Tell us what's happening.
I made a boo-boo, brother, last year.
You made a boo-boo?
I got my wires crossed, brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got my wires crossed by that accident up there, brother, to two families, Hollingwood and Gmail family, brother. And it came from a place that was honourable, brother, and I want to apologise to those two families, brother.
Yeah, brother. Sad loss.
My apology. But on a happier note, brother, I think you're my demographic, and so is Tony Gibbs, brother.
Yes.
Down the road, and our demographic, I want to say to Tony and yourself, I would never ever, like, in 69 a song was released, I don't think we would have ever reached the year that they sang about Zager and Evans in the year 2525.
True.
You remember the song, brother, in the year 2525? You must have been a little fella, eh?
Must have been.
You wouldn't have remembered that.
No, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah, well, me and that old fella, our man and my brother from Yoruba, they were talking about that NAIDOC, we were the raising of the flag and all those beautiful backpackers, Murray Chilas walking past, but we were talking about Dynamo.
Dynamo.
We were talking about me, the magician, and that brother from Yari, and all my demographic. It's good to reach this age, brother. At this time, in the year 2525, a bit new to them, all of my blogs and all of my feelings, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. All the best to you. Great to hear your voice. That's Solon, regular caller here on National Talk Black. And, yeah, so he called in on the first day of the program for 2025. And you can do the same as well, 1-800-422-416. 9 minutes left on the program, your mob. Yarn up strong. And we've got the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. So stay tuned. Give us a call, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Tribal Warrior Bub Thomas here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Okay, got to finish the show for today. First one for the year, 2025. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, National Talk of Black. So there it is, you mob. Look, take care, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll be yarning soon. Stay tuned for the news via NERS, National News Radio Service, and we'll be yarning soon. To deadly mob. Thank you.
Side by side, we'd walk along to the end of Gertrude Street. And we'd tarpaul and muster for a quart of wine. Thick or thin, right or wrong, in the cold and in the heat, we'd cross over Smith Street